نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ان الدين عند الله الاسلام صدق الله العظيم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم طيب الكلام واطعام الطعام او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد مبارک وسلم اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد مبارک وسلم اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد مبارک وسلم اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی mentions in the Quran ان الدین عند اللہ الاسلام the deen the belief that a person has in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's Islam is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for all of us. That's the way to success. So of course, alhamdulillah, my dear brothers, we are all Muslims, alhamdulillah, and we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how does oftentimes we get confused that it's so difficult, there are so many things to do, so many things not to do in Islam, and there are so much confusion, so much discussions going around. But in reality, our deen, our iman, our belief, our Islam, it's so simple, my brothers. If you see, there's a hadith, the famous hadith of Jibreel, where Jibreel alayhi salam came and there was some question and answer session with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with all Sahabas present in the mosque, the Masjid Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So one of the questions was, "Mal Islam? What is Islam?" Now we all want to follow Islam. So the answer was, "An ta'budu Allah wa la tushriku bihi shay'a." Okay, you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tuqimus salat, Tasumul Ramadan, you pray five times a day, you fast during the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, we all just did that a couple of weeks ago. And Hajj and Zakat, these are the five pillars of Islam that we know. That's what completes the structure of Islam. Islam is a beautiful building, it's a beautiful structure. So the base of that structure is our five pillars of Islam: the Salat, the Zakat, the fasting, Ramadan, and Hajj. And of course, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one and only, and associate no companion to Him. So this is, the structure is complete, alhamdulillah, for all of us Muslims, we all already know that. So the second part of Islam is now, okay, what's the next step? It's the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we ought to follow in order to become a complete Muslim. And it is so simple to follow the Sunnah. You see, at the beginning when Rasulullah was asked what is Islam, he said the five pillars of Islam. So that's what completed the structure of Islam for all the Muslims. See, the stronger and taller a building is, the structure has, the base has to be stronger. If you consult with any architect, any engineer, he would tell us that the structure has to be strong. So that's what the pillars of Islam do. They complete a strong structure. Now, how do we beautify that building, beautify that structure? Is through the Sunnah of Rasulullah. And what is that Sunnah? We follow the Hadith, we read the Hadith, and that's how we follow the Sunnah. Hazrat Amr bin Absa radiallahu anhu, he asked, "Ya Rasulullah, what is Islam?" Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Tibul kalam wa it'amul ta'am." Be polite, use polite language with each other, and feed the hungry. That's what Islam is. Then Amr bin Absa radiallahu anhu, he further asked, "Whose Islam is afzal, the best?" He said, "Man salim al muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi." A person from whom his brethren, his other Muslims, are safe from his tongue and his hands. He's polite, he's not abusive, he doesn't swear, and he doesn't physically or be aggressive towards his other Muslim brethren. That's what Islam is. So, if you compile all the hadith, and of course, it's for people like us, it's not really possible. We don't have that much time to, you know, go through all the hadith. But there is a Sheikh, Hussein bin Muhammad bin Ibrahim, rahimahullah. He once saw a dream in which he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "Man arada yatamassaka bisunani falyakra bisunani Abi Dawud." Whoever intends to steadfastly hold on to my sunnah should read Sunan Abu Dawud. That's a book of ahadith, and we all know about that. The famous books of ahadith, if you see Bukhari, Muslim, Nasai, Abu Dawud, Tirmizi, Ibn Majah, and some say Musnad Ahmad or Mawla Imam Malik, etc. But the Sahasitta, there is no confusion in this Ummah about the Sahasitta, the first few books of ahadith that are Sahih, in which Bukhari, of course, and Muslim are the Shaykhain, and then comes Nasai and Abu Dawud. So regarding Abu Dawud, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said in the dream, if you want to complete the Sunnah, then read Sunan Abu Dawud. And I read somewhere, the writer, the author, Muhaddis, Imam Abu Dawud, rahmahullah, who wrote the book of Hadith of Sunan Abu Dawud, he used to say, there are four ahadith in my book. Any person who wants to complete his deen in the form of fulfilling the sunnahs, it's enough for him to just follow and read and emphasize on four ahadith in my book. If any person wants to follow the path of sunnah and he adopts these four qualities in his life, according to Imam Abu Dawud, he's completing the sunnah. First and foremost, of course, the famous hadith, which is also narrated in Bukhari and Muslim and other books, innama al-a'malu binniyat. Whatever you do, whatever your actions are based on intentions, as we all say. So simple, we all know that. So whatever we do, doesn't matter, but our intention has to be pure. We have to first see that what is the core purpose of any action that we intend to perform. Our niya, our intention has to be pure. So he said the first hadith to follow is innama al-a'malu binniyat. Then he says the second hadith for a person who wants to follow the sunnah is min husni al-islam al-mari an tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. The best Islam for a person, min husni al-islam, the best Islam for a person is that he leaves what does not concern him. He does not involve himself into stuff, matters, things that is not gonna give him any benefit. He stays away from that. He just focuses himself and follows what concerns him and what can give him benefit out of anything. That's what all he focuses on. Then the third hadith that Imam Abu Dawud mentioned in his book, la yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibbu li-akhi ma yuhibbu li-nafsihi aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That a person cannot be a mu'min, la yu'minu ahadukum, from among you, a person cannot be a mu'min until and unless he chooses for his brother, his Muslim brother, yuhibbu li akhihi, for his brother, he chooses and wants for his brother what he wants from for himself. If I don't want to get indulged into anything that may harm me, I should choose the same for my brother. I should abstain. If I feel like there's something I should abstain from, then I should preferably feel the same way for my brother. So oftentimes in business, we know that's our common, it this is a tragedy of this Muslim Ummah, of course, that we oftentimes, just for our own personal benefit, we would not mind harming others. But what Rasulullah has said, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدَكُمْ حَتَّى يُحِبُّ لِأَخِي مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ. A person cannot be a mu'min if he doesn't choose for his brother what he chooses for himself. So, then comes the fourth hadith. These four qualities any person adopts, he is adopting the full sunnah and he is on a complete deen. First was, إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ. Actions are based on intentions. That's what a person should focus on and concentrate on. Second thing is, مِنْ حُسْنِ الْإِسْلَامِ الْمَرِي تَرْكُهُمَا أَنْ تَرْكُهُمَا لَا يَعْنِ. Leave what does not concern you. If something is not of, I don't have anything to do with it, I shouldn't get involved in it. Just focus and concentrate on what's for the better being of myself and for my brethren, for my ummah, for my culture, for my society, for my country, wherever I live. Just do that. And of course, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنُ لِأَخِي مَا يُؤْمِنُ لِنَفْسِهِ. Choose for my brother what I choose for myself. And the last fourth hadith that Imam Abu Dawud mentioned in it, that in his book, الْحَلَالُ بَيِّنْ وَالْحَرَامُ بَيِّنْ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا الْمُشْتَبِهَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has categorically, clearly mentioned what is halal and clearly, categorically mentioned what is haram. الْحَلَالُ بَيِّنْ وَالْحَرَامُ بَيِّنْ. So on the right, there's one thing that is halal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to do, and then there is haram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden us to do. And there are certain things in our lives that we encounter that are in the middle, that are doubtful. That's what the hadith is calling as mushtabihat. Doubtful things. So whoever person abstains from those doubtful things, istabra li dini wa arzi. He has successfully passed the exam of the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world and the akhirah. Halal is mentioned clearly, haram is mentioned clearly. Whatever a person needs to do is just abstain from, stay away from the mustabihat, the doubtful things. Certain things that we are not sure, okay, should I do that? Should I not do that? So just abstain from that and a person has completed his deen. It's so simple. So when Allah says, Inna deena inda Allah al-Islam, a person says, the deen, the iman, the belief in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only Islam. That's it. And how do we follow Islam? Of course, first we build this, the structure, the building of our Islam through the pillars of Islam, the iman, the salat, zakat, fasting, hajj. That's the pillar of Islam. The building is complete with that. And then how do we beautify it? We follow the sunnah. And of course, there are many masnoon habits that we can adopt, of course, but for the sake of it, we can at least, for the least part, have these four hadith in mind and try to follow what these four recommendations that Imam Abu Dawud rahimahullah recommended us to do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me tawfiq to do that, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq to follow the sunnah rigorously, and especially the four hadiths that were mentioned today. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.